Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Lamar. How may I help you?
Just customer support for what?
We're a third-party company. Deal with several products online.
Yeah. I was trying to do that little thing and get set out or want something free. And I was going to have to pay the shipping fee for $7.95 or something like that. Anyway, they took like $80-some off my card, and it is not what I want.
May I have your zip code?
29379.
What is your first and last name?
Demetrius Farr.
Can you verify my address for me, Ms. Farr?
310 Rabel Cross Street in South Carolina.
Okay, give me a few seconds while your account pulls up. Okay. Okay, I see you got the serum and the cream. For the skincare.
Mm-hmm.
And they also gave you the brush and the scrub with it.
Yeah, I didn't want all that. I just wanted that little free jar it was talking about.
So you just want the serum and the cream?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and cancel the scrub and the brush for you.
Okay.
The only thing about it, I can only refund you up there. 35% off those charges.
You say what?
I only can refund you 35% of those charges.
Why is that?
Due to the terms and condition that you agreed to when you got that order.
I mean, I was trying to order just that, but it would not finish the process unless you kept hitting the other shit on there. So that's how they get you right there. Because I don't want all that, and I don't think it's right for y'all not to give me my money back in. You know what I'm saying? I just want that one thing I clicked on, then the other ones kept popping up. And to finish whatever the process it was doing, it would not do it until you pressed all them things. So this really like a setup. You feel me?
Yeah, I know exactly where you're coming from. Hold on for a second. Okay, Ms. Farr, the best thing I can do for you, I can go ahead and create a 50% on those charges.
So how much you going to be able to put that?
That's
some bull crap. So how about I don't want none of it? You tell me you can't give me all my money back?
I still will only be able to just do those two products since those first two ones is a valid charge. Those are valid charges at $7.95. Those are valid charges, so those can't be refunded.
Well, that's cool. I take them. I don't want the rest of it.
Okay. Okay, so for the brush, it's $17.90. It'd basically be back $9. The 49.95, and it'll be $24.97. So you're looking at about $30-some dollars back.
That is bullshit. Yeah. But whatever. I'll make sure I don't click on that motherfucker no more.
Yeah, make sure you check the terms and condition when you be ordering stuff.
I mean, I saw all that, but like I said, it would not let me finish the process without clicking on those things right there. I didn't know it was actually charging me for it. I just couldn't move on to the next step until I hit them things. That's how y'all got shit set up. It ain't right. It's a scam. Y'all getting over on people.
That money will be returned back into your account within 3 to 5 business days, and your account has been canceled.
You say it's been canceled.
Yes, for those products.
Okay, but you gonna send me them too, right?
Yes, those still coming to serum and the cream.
Okay, you need to tell them people they need to do better with it right there, because that ain't right. Because I was trying my best to finish that thing without pressing down the things on it, but it would not let you go any further unless you click down them, and that ain't right.
Okay, I will forward that over to the management team and let them know about that, Ms. Farr.
Now, you said in how many days?
3 to 5 business days.
Now, it's not going to have to call y'all back, or you put it in there?
I already put it in there.
All right.
All right, thank you for choosing customer support. Hope you have a wonderful day, Ms. Farr.